is your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory, as we'll have sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 106. Tonight could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures around 73. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 90s, winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 73, and Thursday and Friday, sunny and warm. Right now, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Beginning the 30th of this month, Wichita Public School students and staff will be required to wear face masks indoors. The USD 259 Board of Education last night voted 6-0 to require masks. The mandate applies to individuals age 3 and older. The board cited recent guidance from state and local public health experts. A mask mandate was not originally in Monday's agenda. However, 5 individuals had signed up for public comment and urged the board to take up masks. Police are searching for the person who shot a man near downtown Salina early yesterday morning. Officers dispatched just after 4 o'clock yesterday morning to the report of gunshots. They arrived to find a victim lying in the street, suffering life-threatening injuries from a gunshot wound. That person transported to a hospital in Wichita. Authorities were working yesterday to identify the victim and possible suspects. Anyone with possible information is urged to contact law enforcement. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Debates about mask mandates and vaccine requirements are intensifying in the Sunflower State as the Delta variant sends cases soaring. In the Topeka area, board members for the Auburn-Washburn District voted 6-0 Sunday to approve a mask mandate effective immediately for all students, staff, and visitors inside district facilities. Meanwhile, Sedgwick County Commissioners Friday voted down a mandate along party lines. At the state's largest school district Board of Education meeting last night, Wichita USD 259 implemented a mask mandate that will go into effect next Monday. Police say a Hayes man is dead after he was accidentally shot over the weekend by a roommate. The incident happened Friday night and arriving officers found a man with a gunshot wound to his head. The man was rushed to a Hayes hospital where he later died. Investigators say one of the man's roommates was trying to repair a gun when it unexpectedly fired, hitting the victim in the head. Investigators have ruled the shooting accidental. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Nebraska appears relatively safe on some national websites tracking the spread of COVID-19, but state health officials say those maps aren't accurate. The problem is that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been using different data for Nebraska since the state retired its website that reported virus figures daily. Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services spokeswoman Olga Dack says the CDC used to rely on the state's daily dashboard for its data, but Dack said officials recently discovered that the federal agency has been using the percentage of positive COVID-19 tests for Nebraska counties instead of the per capita case amounts it uses for most other states. The Nebraska Emergency Management Agency is getting a new administrator to oversee its day-to-day operations and its response to state and federal emergencies. Plattsmouth City Administrator Irvin Potts will become its next Assistant Director. Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed with the county health nurse the prior quarantine rules of non-vaccinated persons attending an in-state or out-of-state gathering of 500 or more people. An Agency on Aging staff member was to be tested and will be paid COVID compensation for days off. Commissioner Fritz Blaske made it clear this is on a case-by-case basis. The county councilor informed commissioners they need to discuss this in detail and set a policy in the near future, as the situation could likely come up again. The board gave the Agency on Aging director permission to advertise for a substitute to fill in for vacations, sickness, etc., to allow the director to not have to fill the position. Dr. Nancy Zittick has expressed interest in serving as Marshall County Medical Director and perhaps health officer. Commissioners agreed to meet with Zittick. A rented dozer at the landfill has been used some 75 hours over the past 2 weeks. A request was approved to move forward with purchase of the equipment at a net cost of $143,000, reflecting consideration for rents paid. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver spoke with a supervisor from Gage County. They feel a state line bridge does not benefit enough people to justify spending the money. Public Works administrators encourage landowners and township officers to attend a Gage County supervisor's meeting. Commissioners worked on the 2022 Marshall County budget. A tentative hearing for the budget is scheduled September 13th at 8:30 a.m. Changes will be made. A new draft will be submitted for consideration. The proposed mill levy is 47.865, which is a decrease of 2.5% or 1.229 mills from the previous year's budget of 49.094. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on the Mark Neusch Memorial being developed for the courthouse lawn, which is expected to be ready for the Fall Fest in September. The consent agenda approved included a letter of opposition to the National Heritage Area proposal. Development plans for the High Banks Wind Energy Project may be presented to commissioners yet this fall for consideration toward the end of this year. NextEra continues soliciting landowners for up to 100,000 acres in western Washington and Republic counties. Roughly 25% will fall in Washington County, primarily Grant and some of Union Townships. Environmental and site surveys would then be coordinated along with wind data leading to design. Construction could begin as early as next spring with completion toward the end of 2023. A customer would be identified with transmission connecting two lines with the Irish Creek Wind Farm in Marshall County. Nemaha County Local Health Officer Jane Sunderland has submitted her resignation effective at the end of August. Commissioners reluctantly accepted the resignation after Sunderland had served the post as County Health Officer and Administrator of Nemaha County Community Health Services for the past 17 years. Options for her replacement are being considered. The appointment may be a registered nurse with a Kansas doctor supervising. Hiring a new planning consultant was also discussed at last week's meeting, as well as annual township payment from NextEra as part of a Soldier Creek Wind Farm agreement. The Wall That Heals will arrive in Marysville Tuesday afternoon. The project caravan is to leave the truck stop north of Beatrice at 2 p.m. and will be accompanied by several hundred volunteer motorcycle riders. The public is encouraged to support the arrival, waving American flags en route. The display will be set up at Feldhausen Field and will be open for the public viewing 24/7, beginning Thursday, August 26th, continuing through Sunday, August 29th. The three-quarter size version of the original Vietnam Memorial Wall is 375 feet long and includes a full-size mobile education center as well. Details and updates are being posted on the Wall That Heals Facebook page. Leo J. Stahlbaumer, age 70 of Frankfurt, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Leo Stahlbaumer. Sharon J. Throm, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Throm. Rosemary Kennedy, age 99, of Frankfurt, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfurt. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family with great friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Rosemary Kennedy. Lisa M. Schwindemann, age 53, of Marysville, passed away August 13. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lisa Schwindemann. Ruth Ann Vapita, age 91, of Frankfurt, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Ruth Ann Vapita. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potato, carrots, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, hamburger, beans, vegetable pasta salad, and cherries. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, the main story across the central and east central parts of the Midwest is the heat returning. We're going to see temperatures well in the mid to upper 90s. Heat values some areas around 106, and we'll continue to see that heat over the next several days. Some areas we do have a front pushing through that could bring some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. Otherwise, we will see cooler temperatures behind this next low that will move through as we head into the weekend, back into the 80s as we head into Sunday, early parts of next week. So across our area, heat advisory, otherwise sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values at 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 73. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, clear, 73. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 65. Record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:11. Sunrise in the morning at 6:49. Sunshine, 77 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The Bronx Bombers keep surging, and another late-game collapse for the A's. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The irresistible force met the immovable object in a matchup of two of baseball's hottest teams in Atlanta.
The 2-2 is hit in the air down the right field line, headed toward the wall, and she is gone.
The call on WFAN, Giancarlo Stanton homered and drove in three, while Gary Sanchez added a two-run single. Yanks topped the Braves 5-1 to run their winning streak to 10. Earlier, Travis Shaw bailed out the Red Sox with one big swing.
The 3-2 pitch coming to Shaw with nobody out. Here it is. Swinging a high drive to right field to win the game. Back it goes by the bullpen. And it is gone.
On WEEI, after Boston blew a two-run lead in the ninth, Shaw delivered with a walk-off grand slam in the 11th to lift the Bo Sox past the Rangers 8-4 and remain a game up on the A's for the second American League wild card slot. For the second time in as many days, the Mariners' bats woke up late to open a crucial series with the A's.
And the next off from the way, swinging a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toro will score. Fraley running third, heading home. And the throw to the plate is going to be cut off, and two runs are in.
On KIRO, after Ty France tied the game with a solo homer in the ninth, Jake Bowers delivered a go-ahead two-run single to give the M's their first lead of the game. Seattle outlasted Oakland 5-3 to move three back of the Red Sox for the second AL wild card spot. NFL, it continues to be a hard knock life for the so-called America's team. The Cowboys added three more players, including second-year receiver CeeDee Lamb, to the COVID list and moved to a virtual format after a player and assistant coach were both sent home early from Saturday's preseason game. Head coach Mike McCarthy.
Want to make sure that, we contain this outbreak.
It's not clear whether any of the five are experiencing symptoms. The team says over 90% of its players and coaches are fully vaccinated. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the high school sports season coming just around the corner, head over to the podcast page on CandyYRadio.com and check out the TBL Spotlight. Each week, we'll have scores and stats from all of the Twin Valley League games, as well as in-depth interviews with coaches and players. The TBL Spotlight, coming August 23rd to KMEYRadio.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA has accepted 2.8 million acres in offers for enrollment into the Conservation Reserve Program in 2021. This year, almost 1.9 million acres in offers have been accepted through the general CRP signup, and USDA's Farm Service Agency accepted over 897,000 acres for enrollment through the continuous signup. The continuous signup remains open, and CRP grassland signup closed last week, so USDA expects to enroll more acres into all CRP than the 3 million acres that are expiring. Despite Congress raising the enrollment target in the 2018 Farm Bill, there's been a decrease in enrollment for the past 2 years. USDA made changes this spring to reverse the trend, and FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau said even with improved direction, USDA will still be about 4 million acres below the enrollment target. The 4 million acre shortfall in CRP would represent a loss of 1.5 million acres to quality wildlife and pollinator, less habitat for wildlife. The EPA is expecting to urge the White House to lower biofuel blending mandates below 2020 levels, but the proposal will increase renewable volume obligations in 2022. EPA sending the proposal to the White House Office of Management and Budget. This reported on Friday of the proposed RVO levels, as sources say EPA is looking to align mandates with actual production levels, which have slumped during the coronavirus pandemic. Additionally, the 2021 mandates are more than a year and a half delayed and were supposed to be released in November of 2020 by the Trump administration. The mandate outlines the required amount of biofuel refiners must blend in their fuels. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa reacted, if the reports are true, he said, that once again the EPA is giving a gift to big oil. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative. Well, as the meetings were going on in Washington, friends, a lot of things were happening around the country. And when I talk about meetings, I'm talking about the cattle market situation. In the past, there's always been one or two of the cattle industry that wasn't in line with the rest of the folks, especially when it come to finding out what the packers were doing. Let's go to today where everybody's aboard the one thing. We're not getting enough information. We don't know what's going on with those packers. When I come to sell my cattle, I have nothing to go by. Well, we might now. They've already started doing some things. Much more reporting of the cash sales market, forcing packers to tell people a little bit more about the contracts that they have and the prices that they're paying. I don't know how much they're doing. Can't find that out for sure. But supposedly they're kicking that deal up pretty hard. And thank you all, especially all you organizations that have been kind of at each other's throat for getting together and being one. Now, while all of that was going on, the U.S. grand jury indicted Pilgrim's Pride executives for chicken price fixing conspiracy. That went on right along with the meetings going on in Washington. And our inventory report, shrinking cattle supplies. Our prices should and are getting better for livestock, or cattle, I should say, not just livestock. And the reason? Less numbers. And there will be less going into the fall and winter. 1% or more of these figures that came out just a few days ago indicate that we have less cows around, less calves, and less total numbers by 1% from a year ago. All good news for the price of cattle down the road. See you on the next Equine Report.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice he'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 8/31/21.
The ideal maturity for many garden vegetables comes and goes very quickly. Some tips for a happier harvest today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 24th. It is the 236th day of the year, and baseball standout Cal Ripken Jr. is celebrating his 61st birthday. It's about this time of year that our gardens are producing most abundantly. Unfortunately, there is no single rule of thumb for knowing when vegetables are ready for harvest. Depending on the variety, tomatoes may be ripe when red, yellow, striped, or even green. Peppers are mature when full-sized and green, but develop a stronger flavor when left on the vine longer. Green beans should be picked a little shy of their maximum size to ensure tenderness. Check your seed packets for help if you still have them. Otherwise, this time-tested method works just fine. Pick a few for a taste test. If they're not ready, wait a few days and try again. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 77 with sunshine, highs near the century mark as the summer warm-up continues today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Whit Merrifield had three hits and three RBIs. Salvador Perez extended a career high with his 33rd homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 7-1. The Royals have now won seven of their last eight games, taking 3 of 4 from Houston at home last week before sweeping the Chicago Cubs this past weekend. Perez has 81 RBIs this season, which leads the team and is a career best, eclipsing the 80 he had in both 2017 and 18. The Royals back at it with the Astros this evening, first pitch at 7:10. The Wichita Wind Surge back at home at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita to host the Tulsa Drillers for a six-game series, which will get underway this evening. First pitch this evening from Riverfront is set for 7:05 for Game 1. I'm Rick Everett with your look at Tuesday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
We've got the best seat in the house and room for you, too. KNDY is seeking an individual interested in helping with high school sports. We'll start with football and move into basketball if you're qualified and available. Color commentary can lead to play-by-play potential. If you know the game and are flexible for travel game nights, give us a call today. Significant experience not as important as a true interest and ability to cover area teams throughout Northeast Kansas. Perhaps you know someone who has a background in sports journalism, has some play-by-play or commentary experience, or has worked as a public address announcer. We'll work with the right candidate and do have some flexibility. Call us again if you're interested at 562-2361 or contact station manager Bruce Dierking via email at kndy@bluevalley.net. This is a part-time opportunity, but we'd also welcome a full-time individual with a career interest in radio sports and local direct sales.
KNDY. The signs say, do not touch. You're out of bounds. You're forbidden fruit. Don't come around. It says, don't make plans. Cause I'm your hand. It's a promise made to another man. Cause when you're around, my defenses go down. Feelings get stronger. Looks get longer.